second half better than the final exam. Now we're moving to the trends as we go across a period. Now, why I mentioned the effect of nuclear charges, as we go across a period, we've now got to explain the fact that things are getting smaller. Now, that then becomes a little counterintuitive, because if we've just said that going down, the more electrons you add, the bigger things get, well, as you go across, you're also adding more electrons. So the reason it's getting smaller is because as you go across, the effective nuclear charge increases. So the simplest way of visualizing this is to think of your spherical orbit around the nucleus as containing a certain number of electrons. If we use a model from school, say it contains up to 8 electrons, for instance, then as you're going across, all you're doing is you're putting one electron in as you move from element to element until you hit 8 electrons. And when you hit 8, you're at the end, the noble gas configuration, and you start again. So basically, you're filling holes, whereas when you go down, you've actually got a filled shell, and then another filled shell, and then another filled shell. So the key then is going down, you're increasing the number of shells, and you've got a constant effective nuclear charge. As you go across, you're only partly filling a shell, so actually the attraction of the valence electron to the nucleus increases, and that we call an increase in the effective nuclear charge. And going with that then is, if you are increasing the effective nuclear charge, it's harder to kick the electron off, so the ionization would increase. Now, your metal basicity is talking about the ability to form a stable cation, and so what you're looking for is an element which will have a low first ionization energy. The one here is the amount of energy required to kick off the first electron. So sodium then has got a low first ionization energy. So that compound then will have a high basicity because it's got a low first ionization energy. If you go down to the bottom of that particular period, they've even got lower first ionization energy, so there's stronger bases again. For the non-metals, their acidity is about the ability to form covalently bound hydroxides. Now, to do that, you want an element with a moderate first ionization energy. So that then is definitely not the group 1 and group 2, which have got low ionization energy. And electron affinity is about the amount of energy that's required to add an electron to an element. Now, for the non-metals over the right-hand side, that's the situation they find themselves in. They've got a moderate ionization energy, they've got a moderate electron affinity, and as a result, they preferentially form covalent compounds and will readily form, in this case here for phosphoric acid, they'll form these covalently bound hydroxides.